Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, father lovers, to a brand new episode of Last Call at Pemberton's The Best Damn How I Met Your Father podcast right here.
Still not proven.
Hey, you know what? Proof is in the pudding, man. And I got tons
of pudding. You got pudding?
I got lots of pudding.
Let's see the pudding.
I mean, I don't have it here.
Oh, he doesn't have it here, he says.
I got some Dole Wiggles, our new sponsor.
Listen, speaking of sponsors... Still waiting for Rockstar to hit me up here and sponsor me.
Come on, Rockstar. Let's do this.
All I'm saying is I saw the tweet go out there. They're really slacking right now, man.
It's true. So, John, if you were going to do an ad for Rockstar from How I Met the prospect of How I Met Your Mother or whatnot, let's hear it. What would you say?
Dating life got you down. Got the ladies on the ropes. Grab a Rockstar energy drink and pull an all-nighter. She'll thank you later.
That's right. Because it's legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
Punched.
Boom. There it is, folks. Rockstar, hit us up. All right, folks. I am one of your hosts here, Josh, with my best bud, John. How you doing, man? You got your Rockstar, obviously.
I like to think that I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Yes, I still have a pulse, which means I am alive. So
that's a plus. That is a plus.
And yes, I do have my rock star. It's becoming a small staple in my Fridays again.
No Saturdays. Sugar, no zero sugar today, though.
No, I want listen. Full after flavor. Full flavor, baby. The only way to go with Rockstar, unless you absolutely need to have zero sugar. But at the same time, I also have a bottle of water. So, I mean, I'm trying to be a good boy.
It balances itself out, I suppose.
Listen, so for those of you who know, we usually record on a Saturday night after, like, everything is calmed down from the week. Today's Friday morning. It is... actually 10:30 in the morning right now.
True.
I would usually be asleep right now, getting ready to go get my kid in a few hours, but I threw caution to the wind. We're recording so that you guys can have this episode still this weekend, and lo and behold, I stayed up.
There it is.
Full flavor, baby.
He needs to jack up with some Rockstar energy.
Listen, I didn't buy just one today. I bought two. There's still one in my refrigerator.
Hoorah, it's going to be a double dose kind of day.
It's probably going to be a double dose and a pot of coffee at some point.
There it is, folks. There it is. All right, so we're going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 14, Disengagement Party. Yes. Which aired on June 6th of 2023, directed by Pamela Fryman.
P. Fry!
That's right. And written by Owen Ellickson. He works as a producer on the show and also previously wrote the Season 2 episode Ride or Die.
Ooh.
That was a good one.
Speaking of Ride or Die, I know I'm a day late, but happy Best Friends Day.
Woo woo! That's right, folks. Hope you guys all had a good time with your best friends. There it is. I'm having myself a damn good time right now with mine.
Yeah!
So Owen Ellickson also worked as a producer and a writer on several other shows, including King of Queens, It's Always Sunny, Splitting Up Together, The Office, and Superstore.
Oh, I mean, a couple of really good ones in there. Mm-hmm. I remember King of Queens back in the day. My mom used to watch that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched at least some episodes of all of those shows. So
liar.
Not a liar. I have watched.
Liar.
Not a liar at all.
Underpants.
I watched the entirety of three of those shows.
Did you?
I did.
Superstore, The Office, and
Splitting Up Together.
I did not know you've ever seen that show.
Yeah, that's it's Jenna Fisher's show, the show that she did after The Office.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I checked that out. I liked it, but it got canceled after, I think, like two seasons or something like that. But I thought it was good. Didn't make it past, you know where it should have been. But
add that to the list of shows that just got canceled way too soon.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the summary for this episode. Sophie pulls in the big guns to help her get Vale out of her engagement. Sid and Hannah argue about where they'll live. Jesse helps Charlie and Ellen through a roommate faux pas.
Fair.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to get into this. We start things off. We get future Sophie. And we get a little bit of that insanity, that Sophie insanity that we get throughout the show. That we don't usually see with future Sophie.
No.
Where she yells at her own kid about being the blonde one.
Listen, I mean, when you're in a big family or a family of multiple kids, you've got to stand out somehow. Yeah. She's the blonde one.
She's the blonde one. And that is why she had to stop Vale from bleaching her hair.
So, it's without spoiling this episode... This episode entirely gives me multitude of How I Met Your Mother episode flashbacks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wrote some of that kind of stuff in here. Yeah, it harkens back to the one that I wrote specifically in here is season 5, episode 16, Hooked, where we get where Lily can't say no to Scooter.
Yep.
And because he's too adorable. Like, that's what I saw a major point for this episode, obviously.
Well, I saw that. There's obviously the Scooby thing, because, they think of him as a dog.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of
funny. Definitely combined that, yeah, as well.
There's the, oh, no, that's a different show. Never mind.
Let's hear it anyways.
Well, so there's an episode of Scrubs, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about here in a second. It's JD confesses that he crawled into Keith's bed and cuddled him. Oh, and yeah. He's like, in my defense, Keith's I remember how he says it.
Dynamite, he's like, cuddler or something like that.
Yeah. And then he's like, it's almost like that time in college. And then he and Turk remember an incident in college. And then he's like, yo, you cool if we don't, like, hug for, like, a week, right? And he's like,
Yeah. I just watched that episode, actually.
Listen, so I know this is, like, the How I Met Your Mother podcast, but considering Scrubs is one of those, like, old shows that me and you, like, binged all the time, there are so many standout moments that, like, when I go back and watch it now, I'm like, man, that shit would not fly today.
It's true. A lot of those shows from, like, the early, mid-2000s, there's a lot of them. Office, Parks and Rec, this show, Scrubs, all those, 30 Rock, they all have a lot of stuff in it where it's like, ooh, that's not going to, like, almost 20 years later. It's not,
oh, yeah. Like, the Todd would never fly today.
Yeah.
he's HR's worst nightmare at this point. Back in the 2000s, though, it was still funny.
Yeah. I mean, still funny to me right now because I've been watching it.
But I
understand, like, what they were doing, too. You know what I mean?
True.
I don't think the things that he's doing are okay, but the way they present them are, it's funny the way they do it. So,
Shit.
I mean, How I Met Your Mother. Look at all the stuff that Barney does.
I mean, you're not wrong. And there are times where, like, we do when we're recording, and I'll watch something, and I'll be like, oh, man, that wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like, we have no problem calling out stuff that just doesn't work, which is why I love what we do. Yeah, I love it.
That's fair. We call a lot of bullshit sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call some bullshit later on in this episode because there's a moment where I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, cool. All right, so, Sophie is planning an engagement party to help out Vale and to get rid of Vale and Swisher's engagement, to break them up, to finally get that.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's throwing them a party to try to inevitably end it, which is such a fucking weird concept.
Yeah, it is. And I noticed right away, Hannah's there, We haven't seen her in a while, at least not with the group.
No, we were just talking about that last episode, too.
Yeah.
And then I love how she literally, we always joke about it, but one line of dialogue fixes a lot of things. And, the group's sitting there, and she's like, oh, I'm so tired, I just got off a plane, I just got into town.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so they're going to be like, she just got here, okay.
Yeah, she literally just got there. And I noticed something in the dialogue. She has no idea about this engagement.
Nope. And I thought that was kind of weird that had not come up.
Yeah, how has Sid not mentioned this?
Right?
I don't understand.
Even if it was just a general conversation of oh, hey, by the way, Val got engaged to a guy that we don't think it's going to last.
Yeah.
She barely knows
this guy. That's big gossip right there, man.
Because what if it had actually went through? What if she'd have actually gotten married?
Yeah. I don't understand. And I think the fact that Sid didn't bother to mention this to her or any of that, I think that's a big sign of where this relationship is going.
Well, you know what I mean? It's funny because, when we get there, I want to start with their story first today.
Okay. So we go through some of this. Sophie, apparently we tried to make a PowerPoint presentation.
She was using PowerPoint.
I love what she said. She's like, I didn't buy PowerPoint for nothing.
Nope.
And then Charlie's like, yeah, you did.
I mean, it's his entire attitude this episode is just kind of like passe.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, really.
He's reading a fucking magazine as they're doing this entire little group scene. He's just like, eh.
I think they're being very subtle about Charlie's feelings on all of this. I really think that Vale being with Swish bothers him. You know what I mean?
Well, we'll find out in due time because
if he's acting all like he doesn't give a shit about any of this stuff, because he probably doesn't want to actively be like, yeah, we got to break you guys up, because that might seem weird.
That's fair.
Coming from him specifically. So it's like he's overcompensating. He's overcorrecting.
You know what bro has to do? You'll get this reference. He needs to pull Colin Farrell and just look her dead in the eyes. And he needs to say, Bunny, your hair's curly.
He can pull it off, I think.
Oh, wholehearted. Women love a man with an accent.
Oh, yeah.
Why, you think I walk around talking like this all day?
How many women have you picked up with that voice?
Absolutely none, but we're going to change that today.
Hey, man. First time.
Remainder of the podcast, I'm going to talk like this.
That might be awkward, but hey, we'll see what we can do.
We'll try.
I was thinking about this whole PowerPoint thing, and it felt like something that Marshall would do. Where he would be so, I got it, and I'm going to use it. And I'll use it. He did the charts and stuff. Well,
that's different, though. Charts and graphs are different, bro.
The website.
They are a physical media.
When he got something that was different and interesting, man, he used it all the time.
He did. Well, it's like him writing songs for everything.
Yeah.
Cat's sitting for Lily's mom.
Yeah.
Cat's
the other person that I thought would probably also do this was Barney. I could see him doing this. Making PowerPoints sexual conquests or PowerPoint about a play that he's doing.
Yes, I was gonna say it'd be a PowerPoint about the play itself, not
yeah.
He'd be like, dude, I can just
yep. It would be good stuff.
Have I lost you? Let's go back to step one. Step one.
Yeah. So Jesse just suggests, why don't you be direct and just break up with him? Tell, you know, just flat out tell him. And this is where we get a flashback to Vale and Sophie trying to do just that. And that's when we see the, for the first time, we see them seeing Swish as a dog. As
yeah, cute little puppy. I'm not going to lie. The first flashback to it, I thought they were trying to talk to the dog. Like Barney had a physical little pig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Like they were practicing?
Tell- yeah. But then this is where I got my first, like, they think of him like a dog. Yeah. Like Scooby. See,
I didn't instantly go to that. I instantly went to the scooter, to Hooked.
Fair.
You know, because they're trying to end something, but he's too cute, he's too adorable that they just can't do it. And that's exactly what happens to Lily in that episode.
If I was gonna end it, hold on, I'm just saying, if I was gonna end it, I would put him in the naked cabbie's cab.
I mean, hey, you never know.
If and then he was never seen from again.
He was never seen again. I do wonder, what is the naked cabbie doing 15 years later? Was he ever caught? I don't know.
Maybe he's the naked bus driver now.
Maybe. He could be. I mean, naked limo driver. You never know.
$5 says he's living in Florida, whatever he's doing. Because in Florida, that kind of shit's not weird. You get into a cab and he's naked. You're just like, hey, can you take me to the airport? He's like, I got you.
True.
But you never make
it. No, you never make it. Okay, so Sophie decides to assign roles to each member of the group. Now, this is something we've already seen her do.
Oh, yeah.
This well, is I mean, apparently a thing within the group that they, we're just going to assign each other roles for listen, whatever the situation
is. I love that as she's handing them out, though, there's only two massive complaints, and it's that Charlie doesn't want to do his role because he's in a relationship, kind of.
Yeah, she sets Charlie as the fun bachelor who will remind Swish of all the casual sex he will be missing out on.
And Ellen's only complaint is she doesn't want her name to be Ellen. She wants it to be Morgan.
Marine.
Or Marine.
Marine, yeah. And yeah, and Ellen is the bitter divorced lady.
And I was like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, I can understand that. And then I love how when Ellen's running her part of the play during like, she's like, oh, my former Marine self. And then Swish is like, listen, if you want to be called Marine, I'll call you Marine.
Yeah, man. Swish is a good dude. You know, I feel
overall,
bad.
Overall, he's not a bad guy. He's not the right guy.
He's not right for Vale, but he's a great guy. He's a little immature at times, but in a very innocent way. You know what I mean?
That sounds like somebody else we know.
Fair, you know. So let's see who else we got. We got Sid and Hannah. They are the unhappy married couple who can't stop fighting, and apparently this is their first weekend together in like a month. Which I'll be honest, I assumed. Now I'm assuming when he says that he's including the trip he made out there. That's what I'm assuming.
Well, his trip was about a month ago.
Yeah,
in so TV time.
Yeah, that would make sense then. We talked about Charlie, and how, yeah, he can't do it because he's bringing Julia, you know, we're getting Julia back for an episode.
Julia!
Not much of it, but it's there. John thought we would never see her again, but I think we will never see her again. I really don't. She left that bar and got right into the cab.
I mean, yeah. She got right into something, all right.
Yeah. And during his portion, we get this vibe between Charlie and Ellen. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like something's going on. It becomes a runner and becomes a big part of the episode. Then Sophie assigns Charlie's part to Jesse. And he's not a big fan of this because he hates those kinds of people.
He does. And, dude, is he hilarious when he's trying to do it or what?
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's so awkward and bad.
He reminds me of Wampus, Randy,
yeah,
but without like the awkward nosebleed or awkward erections.
And then Sophie says she's going to show Swish how ancient she is, and then just casually mention that her and Vale are the same age. And Vale does not have confidence in this plan.
Nope. I mean, in all fairness, I didn't have confidence in the plan. The one thing I did have confidence in, though, was how hot Hillary Duff looked in that dress.
Dude, absolutely.
Like, I was like, damn.
Yeah, man. She's a gorgeous woman. All right, so you said you wanted to start with...
I want to start with Hannah and Hannah, Sif.
Okay. So their portion is the shortest portion, really.
Well, I wanted to start with them.
When you pull it all out, it is the shortest stuff.
When you pull it out.
Yep.
Well, I want to talk about their section because there's a parallel to this that I noticed, and I couldn't believe that the showrunners decided to make this parallel so early in the show.
Okay.
The biggest complaint that they... So they're supposed to be the fighting couple.
Yeah.
And they don't want to fight, but they end up in a real fight. They're
pretending to fight.
Yeah.
And they end up getting in a real fight.
They end up getting in a real fight because Hannah wants to buy a house in Los Angeles. Yeah. And Sid wants to stay in New York. And it becomes this huge argument between the two of them about why they should each go their separate ways. And the first thing that came to mind, Stella and Ted.
Yeah.
Jersey and New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I cannot believe that they are, because we're almost there in How I Met Your Mother.
It's true.
Like,
yeah.
We're getting to that point where, like, Stella and Ted are starting to date, and, like, we're almost to all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, man. And then I started to think to myself, like, I wanted to make a list of, like, pros and cons of both places.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, like, in New York, Sid has the bar. He's got Jesse. He's got the group. You know, he's established. He's got, you know, the apartment and stuff like that. And then the plus sides to, like, Los Angeles, you could start a new business out there, you know, and you could, your wife's out there. I'm sure that there's plenty. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of business opportunities out there because, I mean, it's the land of opportunity.
That's the thing. I think for Sid, there's not a lot of pros other than Hannah being there.
Yeah.
You know? For Hannah, there are more pros because she had her jobs out there. She's making friends out there. Like, she has become acclimated to that area. So there are far more pros for her.
Yeah.
But not for Sid. And the fact that he, in the end, winds up essentially caving to her, it bothers me not that he's willing to do it, but the fact that she's unwilling to do the same thing. Like, he says, you know, he's willing to be open to LA, but she never once seems open to New York.
No, and the sad part is, this is going to be the nail in their coffin. This is going to be what ends up splitting them. Because in the end, he's going to choose New York, because everything's there.
Yeah, I mean...
And she's going to choose her job and her friends.
Yeah.
And it's going to suck, because... breakups like that, I've went through it. It sucks. Like, that's a hard fucking breakup. But
it's going to be even harder because they're married, you know?
Yeah.
It's wild stuff. I do like that we got the scene with Sid and Vale's parents. And he's, you know, getting the advice from them. I thought that was a really nice scene because, yeah, we'd never seen them together.
No.
Interacting and whatnot. They'd never really met. So that was really cool. We got a bit more insight about her parents, about Vale's parents.
Parents are actually pretty chill.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
We can go to that leg of the story.
Well, I was just saying, you know, because we were talking about the Sid and Hannah stuff.
True.
And, you know, because Sid's mind doesn't change until he talks to them.
Yeah. I mean, I love the way he brings it up, though, too. He's like, you know, was there ever anything that you guys didn't agree on? And, you know, and her dad's like, no. Well, this one thing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, but.
I love that it starts off with about a movie. Like, that's their big.
Yeah.
That was their big thing that she comes up with.
But I mean,
I wanted to
fairness,
go see that Spider-Man movie with the young British guy. And he wanted
to go see Cats. And then I love how she's like, don't worry, honey. I'm sure that the vision of Cats you had in your head was, you know, way better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of want to know what his envisionment of Cats was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like almost anything is probably better than what they got in that movie. I'm just
listen. Saying. I can honestly say that this is one time, one time where you have seen a musical that I have not.
Yeah,
and it is one of the few times where I'm gonna say, "Sucks to be you."
Yeah, the thing is, I knew it was probably gonna be bad when I watched it, but I'm the kind of guy who's like, you can't really enjoy all the great movies unless you watch a few, shitty ones too. So I'm like, I'll give this a watch.
That's fair.
And damn, man, did I regret that.
I mean, you can't enjoy a Lord of the Rings without a feast thrown in there.
That's fair.
You can't enjoy Clerks without Red State.
I don't think that's true, because I love both those movies.
I mean, I love Red State. Okay, hold on. Because this is the true Kevin Smith hater conversation here. You ready for this? Even though I'm a supporter of Kevin Smith, I'll say it the way the haters would. You can't have Clerks without hate in Jersey Girl.
I mean, a lot of people do feel that way.
I mean, I don't understand it, because Jersey Girl's not a bad movie.
No, it's not. I enjoy it. I mean, but I also find some humorous pleasure in Yoga Hosers too. So,
I mean, that's fair. I think I like Jersey Girl because Jennifer Lopez finally gets what she deserves.
Ouch, man!
For those of you who
don't let Ben Affleck hear you say that, because they're married now.
Okay, so before we get back to How I Met Your Mother, have you seen the new?
Well, we're not in How I Met Your Mother.
Or How I Met Your Father. Have you seen the new Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Ben Affleck?
I have.
Where he's buying the coffee though, and not. Yeah. And they're like, "Are you Matt Damon?" And he's like, "Yeah, I was in." He's like, "I was in The Departed," and they're like, "Oh, The Departed, yeah, Matt Damon," and he's like, "I am Matt Damon."
No, he's like. They're like, oh yeah, he's done so many good films. And, he's like, and Affleck's like, nah, like he's just shitting on his friend. Loved it. I think it's a great commercial, man. It's so funny.
Fuck, man, Ben Affleck.
It's true. Speaking of commercials, I know we're getting off topic, but I watch a lot of Hulu, and they show the same commercials a lot.
They do,
and they've been showing this Dunkin' Donut. I think it's Dunkin'. With Jason Biggs. Have you seen this commercial?
No. I'll check it out later.
Or no, it's not Dunkin. It's a DoorDash. It's a DoorDash commercial with Jason Biggs. So he apparently orders some stuff, and the guy comes to the door and hands him, he got like a drink and then his groceries or whatever. He hands him the stuff, closes the door, and then you hear somebody be like, oh, how do they say it? It's like, oh, no, you didn't. And he like knocks on the door or something. And for the longest time, I was like, this makes no sense. It's like, who's at the door? You don't have any idea who's at the door. So I looked it up. There's a much longer version of this commercial where the DoorDash guy shows up, and then from behind him pops up Sean William Scott. Yeah. And like he then like invites himself into this party that Jason Biggs is having and all this other stuff. And then as I watched the cut-down version, I realized it's Sean William Scott's voice knocking on the door. Who knocks on the door?
So what's the oh no you didn't part?
It's him, because he like Jason Biggs is having a party and he shuts the door, but he apparently didn't invite Sean William Scott. Yeah. That was the whole thing in the other version of it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, commercials, folks. There it is. If you got any great commercial recommendations, send it our way at Last Call, HIMYM. That's how we roll.
Let's talk about Charlie and Ellen.
Okay, Charlie and Ellen with a little bit of Jesse.
Well, yeah, a very small sprinkling.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is fucking hilarious, because obviously, like you said, there's some tension between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And they're not talking to each other. They can't look at one another. And I'm like, what did they do?
I know, man. I was like, I'll be honest. What actually happens did not cross my mind.
In all honesty, I don't think what happens is bad enough to warrant the kind of reaction they're having.
I thought they were like mad. I thought one of them was mad at the other one.
I figured something happened, but I figured it was something way more Like, maybe Charlie was drunk, crawled into bed with Ellen or something. Mm. Not just fucking grazed up on her back and made some sexual joke. If you live with a man and you don't think someone like that's going to happen, you're living with the wrong person.
I mean, that's fair. yeah, because apparently Ellen and Julia, back twins.
But, yeah, which is also another, like, weird...
Well, I mean, if you think about it, they both have long, dark hair. They're, you know, close to probably the same.
Like, yeah, they're build. About the same build.
And it was dark in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, very dark.
So I get it, you know what I mean?
So
Charlie, I don't know why Charlie assumed that Julia was just in the kitchen, though, like helping herself on the first night that she's staying over.
Who knows why people do what they do? Sometimes after sex, you get a sandwich so you can replenish your proteins. That's you fair. Grab a Gatorade, you chug it, and then you go back in for round two, and you play slot machines.
That's fair. That's fair.
But apparently, they weren't playing slot machines. They were playing more of an Elliot Reed-style game, dude, where let's go down to the farm.
That was hilarious.
Oh, man.
He's the little piggy, the little dainty piggy who doesn't like the mud. And I noticed something. So, I remember last episode we talked how I was like, I got confused as to whether or not her name was Julie or Julia. And he says her name is Julia throughout this episode. But when he's talking about this thing, he says, I'm the little dainty pig who doesn't like the mud. And she's Farmer Julie. He calls her Julie.
Yep.
It's like they change her name for it, which I thought was interesting.
I mean, maybe it's just part of the role playing.
Yeah, I was just like, but then I was like, well, this is just going to make it more confusing for me.
I mean, Keith isn't a Mexican, but he's a Mexican apple thief when he's on the farm.
He is a Mexican apple thief, yeah. He's just watched that episode, too.
Box sex.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, that's...
comes another one-hour episode. I'm feeling it.
All the way, man. So Jesse tries to help them by telling them about a situation that happened between him and Sid. That was very similar.
This situation isn't that bad either. It's a little bit worse.
Yeah. It's a little bit worse mainly because of nudity for them, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie and Ellen, at least... Fully clothed, no big deal, I feel like.
Listen, it's not that big of a deal. The Jesse Sid one made me laugh my ass off, though, because I'm like, that's never happened to Josh and I. But I love it. Jesse walks into the bathroom, thinks that, he thought...
Meredith
was in the shower, and Sid thought he was Hannah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the fucking Southern accent, though.
Yeah.
You want to tamper with some evidence?
His penis is the evidence, John.
I mean, it's better than Captain Hammer because his penis was the hammer.
It's true. Now, maybe the hammer is the evidence. We don't know.
Is this game a clue?
It could be.
It was Captain Hammer with the hammer in the ballroom. Get it? The ballroom.
In the ballroom? Maybe he's in the... Maybe Captain Hammer was in the shower. I don't know.
Maybe.
You never know.
Because yeah. A man's got to do.
But yeah, so Jesse got, they got, both of them got real awkward with each other and started like not talking, like putting up signs. Like Sid put up, Sid is in here on the bathroom door.
Which, again, overkill, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, guys, come on. Like,
All you gotta do is close the door. Not close it over, shut the fucking door.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like, so you saw your friend's dick. Deal with it, man. It's not that big of a deal. Get over it. Just get over it. But what they do, man. Instead... Jesse finds a random book at a bookstore, Joe Pesci's 101 New York Musts.
Now, did you do your research? Does this book exist?
I did not.
Because I was like, man, I was like, Joe Pesci, the only thing that would make that better, if an audio book recording was included, and he navigated you through the tour.
No, see, I'd get in on that.
Because, I mean, Joe Pesci has that very unique, like, mm-hmm. New York accent, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which, tidbit of information a lot of people don't know. Did you know that Joe Pesci and Frankie Valli were good friends back really? In the day before Frankie Valli was part of the Four Seasons?
Really?
Yep. Huh. Joe Pesci's even in the Jersey Boys movie to talk about the fact that he knew, or maybe it's not the movie, but he's mentioned in the movie, like Frankie Valli has a friend, his name is Joe, and yeah. At one point they're like, oh, whatever happened to that guy, and he's like, I don't know, and then they're like, what was his last name? He's like, Pesci, but he was probably a nobody.
Interesting. I did not know that. That's fascinating.
Taught you something today.
And apparently, at least within the world of this, he wrote a book.
He wrote a book. I mean, yeah. I could see that, though. Who better?
Yeah. And so they go off and do everything in the book until they have buried the memory of what happened here. Apparently, all 101 things, because he says we did everything in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how, like, towards the end of the episode, too, he's like, we got to go to Central Park now.
Yeah, yeah. Because it all comes back up. Julia is upset with Charlie because he's been ignoring her all night. And when she brings it up, he's like, I'll fix this. But first, I got to run off and do a bunch of Joe Pesci-approved things with my roommate.
I feel like...
And then she's just like, I'm done. I'm out. And she ends things.
I feel like had he just tried to explain it a little bit, he could have saved it.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think this relationship was meant to.
I don't think that he actually wants any of these relationships to work. You see throughout the episodes that we have been watching, he's essentially been sabotaging his chances.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the episode where he's like sending out the baskets, remember that? Like he had a real shot with that girl. Like he could have, but in reality, he's over here sabotaging things.
I wish I had the money to send out baskets like that.
Yeah. And I think it's because I think we're going to find out he's still in love with Vale.
I would not doubt it.
So I'm keeping my hopes up for that. That's what's going on here. And so they run off, they do their thing. And they come back saying, they did it. They can look each other in the eye again.
And they're laughing.
But I have to assume that they only did a handful of things because there's no chance that in that short amount of time they did all 101 things. I just
know.
It had to have just been like, we were able to get through this with just a few of
these things. Well, like I said, this wasn't a serious, like, it's not like he slept with her. It was just a...
Or they didn't see each other naked. That would have been a much bigger thing, I think.
Especially considering, it's not the same. It's not like it's two guys or two girls. It's a guy and a girl. That's slightly more awkward.
Yeah, I just think that would have been more difficult.
Yeah, I can see that.
And obviously, talking about all this brought it all back up for Jesse. And then seeing the book brought it all back
up. Listen, I love that when Julia goes to walk off, Jesse's like, you want to help me talk through some stuff?
Yes.
And she's like,
can I tell you about something that happened to me?
He looks like he's like ready to cry too.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And then she just fucking, she's like, no, and walked off.
Yeah, she don't care.
And then like you said,
zero care about it.
At the end of their story arc, like Sid sees the book and he goes, why does that book look familiar?
Yeah.
He's like his eyes get really big and then I love how Jesse's just like, come on, we got to go to Central Park right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bye, Hannah.
Yeah, just boom, goes.
Oh, man. Which brings us to our best story of the entire episode.
You know something that we did not mention, because it ties in. During the Sid and Hannah stuff, Sid shows Hannah that video. There's a whole video.
Oh my god, I love that.
It takes place during the first episode, because it's that first night when they meet everybody. And that because he after watching the video, he just leaves his iPad.
Yeah, which I thought was really weird.
Yeah, he just sets it down. Now, granted, it's his bar. Maybe he feels comfortable. His friends are there. It's probably a private party. You know what I mean? I feel like they probably would have closed the bar down for a private party for this. So he probably feels comfortable just leaving it there. But I did think that was a little weird. But it sets up something else.
Yeah, which is weird, though, too, because Sophie knows the password to his iPad.
I thought that, too. Like, I could understand because, like, it was open. It wasn't locked when she picked it up. Like, the picture, the video was still on the screen when Fair. She first picks it up. So why she locked it in the first place before she went back, I don't know. And then, yeah, again, how did she just happens to know his code. Right. I think it would have made more sense if it just stayed unlocked, you know?
I mean, definitely.
But,
yeah. I mean, it makes yeah. He must not have anything bad on there or saved his iCloud.
I guess, yeah. All right, so that was that. So we're going to talk about the rest of this, the party, as I labeled it, which is essentially the Sophie and Vale and Swish stuff. Swish, he wants Vale's parents' permission, and she lies and tells him that they're in India, and this kind of becomes a thing.
Listen, I loved that little "they're in India" like yeah. whip, because yeah. what happens later made me like I literally was like,
Yeah, there's a lot of funny stuff. And Swish, the first thing he does when he walks in, he goes up to Vale, and then he's like, "I just saw our unborn children in your eyes," and I'm like, dude. Like, I like you. You're a cool guy, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, it made me laugh because
it made me think of like the whole Dahmer Dobler thing. Because like,
yes,
if some random person did that, you'd think they're gonna murder you.
Well, and then I love that he's like, "Did you see our children in my eyes?" He's like, "Oh wait, you can only see them in your eyes because you're the mom. Did you see the sperm in my eye?" And I'm like,
yeah. It's just so awkward. Like, what are you doing?
I was like, okay, dude. But yeah, I love that as the party's going on, like, each person takes their, like, wave through.
Yeah.
Except for Hannah and Sid.
Yeah, they never get the chance.
Nope.
Yeah.
But I do love that, like, Jesse tries his hardest to be, like, the single, like, I'm playing in the field guy. And he, like, makes himself out to be, like, this, like I said, he reminds me of Wampus, because yeah. he's bombing it. Like,
he's bombing it hard, man.
Oh, it's so bad.
He's so not convincing as a playboy. He's just can't do it.
I think
Charlie could have done it.
Oh, easily.
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 Yeah.
But I do love that, and then Sophie makes her little comments about, like, her back, and, like, she's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. I get what you're doing, but it's clearly not working. Like, Swish wasn't falling for any of these tricks.
And I mean, the stuff with Sophie and Swish was, I thought, really funny, because she's like telling him the age differences, and he keeps like purring at her.
Yeah, and then
which I was like, oh my god, that's so weird and funny all at the same time.
I'm not going to lie. They did throw a curveball that I didn't see coming. I thought they were going to go a different route, but they didn't. And so this is where, like, she sends the text message, and then they go to Sid and Hannah, who are in the back room, and that's when Hannah's phone goes off, and he's like, oh, you're using that app. I'm using that app. And it's when they get into the fight about the houses.
Yeah.
I thought Sophie was going to tell them, instead of being an argumentative husband wife, play the mom dad card and act like parents and you don't approve of the whole marriage thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's too young, they don't know each other that well.
Yeah.
And instead, no, she went and actually texted Val's parents.
Yeah, and you can thank Ellen for that, because Ellen kind of gave her the idea.
Ellen did.
Unknowingly, she gave her the idea.
What makes me laugh is that they waste no time to get down there. And they're like, we don't approve of this. And Sophie's like, well, then you get in there and get them. And yeah. They're like, yeah. And then Val walks up and she's like, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
And this is where Swish enters and he's like, oh my God, you guys. And Sophie's like, yeah, they made it in from India. They shut it down. And he's
India closed.
India closed. And he's like, oh, bummer. And I love her mom's line.
He bought that they closed.
And I was like, yeah,
that was a great line. Speaking of great lines, man, I gotta jump back real quick to the Jesse stuff. After his unconvincing ploy as the Playboy, Sophie grabs him and they talk, and there's this amazingly funny line here. Where she's like, how did I ever have sex with you?
And missionary?
Missionary, right? Like, what? Like, what are you doing, Jesse? Oh, my God. I watched this episode several times. And each time, that line just cracked me up.
Oh, man. Yeah. I will say that as all of this is progressing... You know, like, her parents sit down, they have the conversation with Swish.
And he's got a plan, man.
Dude, he has a plan, and that's what impressed me.
Yeah.
And in this moment, I was like, oh, shit, this kid's, like, he's serious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, and then this is where, like, Sophie goes and does, like, the iPad and, like, shows Val. And I'm just kind of like, okay, well.
Well, I mean. You skipped over the whole part of Vale just decides, like, because, like, he impresses her parents.
Oh, yeah.
And they give him their blessing and Vale's just like, fine, I'll marry him. She's like, she's going to do it at that point.
Do you think she really would have, though?
I think she would have, yeah.
Oh,
I
man.
I really do. If that not makes- for Sophie really, like, keeping it on and... I don't know if she could have done anything if she hadn't found that video. I don't know what she could have done.
I don't know either, man, but that's just crazy to think that.
Because she talks to her about Charlie before the whole thing with the video.
That is true.
You and Charlie were endgame. And she's like, well, maybe we're not. I don't know. You know, and...
I gotta say, though, that video is fucking cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that video, and it shows like how much love the two of them had.
Yeah,
and I think still have, really, like, you know.
I don't think the love is gone. I think just right now they're on. It's kind of like Robin and Ted. Like,
yeah,
you know that they're gonna probably end up together in the end, but right now they're just on different chapters.
Yeah, that is why I do not believe Charlie would be the father. Like. I think that would probably cause too much issue between her and Vale if that was a thing that happened.
Although they're...
Unless it's like a donor situation.
Bam. And I was just going to say, what if it's a donor situation?
Yeah. That could be an interesting twist to this story.
I was going to say, that would explain why we haven't seen the father.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the fact that it's, you know, how they're going to tell that story, but...
I mean, it would be interesting, man. I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities, and it excites me. But yeah, so Sophie shows her the video and everything, and tells her, like, if you believe that you can have that level of love with Swish, then go for it.
Yeah.
If not, don't do it, because you need to find your true love, whether it's Charlie or not. And I like that she says that, because... She doesn't want to push, oh, it has to be Charlie.
Right.
What if it isn't, you know? I like that. And then Vale ends things with Swish, you know?
Or Swish.
Breaks that little puppy's heart.
Yeah, I love that they did the transition, too. Like, they show him start to walk away, and then they shift it into the dog, and, like, the dog goes around the corner.
Yeah. He's a cute little puppy.
And then he ended up in the Chinese restaurant, and he was probably not a number 7 combo.
Maybe. Maybe. But we do know he does not end up in the cabbie's cab because we find out later on that later he does gets married.
Yeah, weeks.
Weeks, yes. Happily weeks. Married. And now apparently has an island that the U.S. government just gave to him.
I want to know who he ended up marrying.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if we'll ever get, like, a, like, reappear of Switch.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. You know, he shows up, you know, him and his wife, because he obviously would be married.
Why not?
And they just bump into him and, hey, guys. That'd be kind of neat. I would love to see stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And we find out that Vale's dad, really upset. Really wanted her to marry Swish. Yeah.
I mean, overall, it wouldn't have been a bad thing. It's just not where she needs to be.
Yeah, it's true. And that's pretty much where we leave off everything. Because the last stuff is the stuff with Charlie and Ellen and then Jesse and Sid running out the door. But let me know your overall thoughts on this episode. How did you like it, especially compared to what we've seen in this second half of the season so far?
I mean, it was a little bit of a slower episode, definitely, compared to the little bit we've started to see.
Yeah.
But, so, all right. So, here's where I'm going to call my bullshit. I like the episode, but with the whole Sid and Hannah.
Yeah.
She is pulling a Lily during the whole, like, end of season one, beginning of season two.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get Sid is like, you know, I've got a bar. I'm established.
Yeah.
Like for her to be out there, like for her schooling and stuff like that, and then just think that Sid's going to leave everything behind. Like there should be a compromise. I mean,
absolutely. It's like, it is a lot harder to just dissolve a business that you have worked your ass off to build.
Yeah.
And like, in the previous episode, Sid makes a comment that I don't think we had mentioned, but he makes a comment when Sophie's like, oh, starting a business is so easy. And he's like, that's about white or something like that, I think is what he says. Because it's that white privilege on Sophie where it's like, it's so easy, where I guarantee you it was not for him.
Probably not.
And for Hannah to just be like, just move here and probably assume you can just start another business out here. One, there is zero guarantee that he'd be able to successfully restart a business out there. You know what I mean? Especially nothing as something as successful as he's already got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And he has put all this work into this business. This is his baby, you know?
Well, yeah.
And he's just like, I made a few friends. Not, you know, so my stuff's more important now. It's like, you have friends here. You can get a job literally anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like I said, I think that's why.
Unwilling to even consider it. And that's what bothers me.
I think that's why I instantly paralleled it to the whole Stella Ted thing. And I hated it. Because I was like, I know what it did to Ted in the end.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, later on, Ted runs into Stella. And he follows her to where he thinks she's going. And it turns out she's going home to Tony in New York.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, she was going to make me give shit up. But then she's living in New York now?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm like,
because because we could easily see that kind of thing happen. Like, they break up and she moves back to New York with a new guy. Like, I could see that happening.
Or on
like,
her own.
Season three, season four, we see Hannah pop up again and she's with somebody else and she's in New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could see that happening. And it's less about, oh, they should definitely move back to New York, and more about her unwillingness to even consider it.
Yeah.
But expecting Sid to consider LA.
See, at least I'm not the only one who, because like I said, I had thought about that while I was watching the episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn. I'm like, they're really pulling on those, like, strings, like, I know that, like, it's not going to last forever, but, like, it's not going to last much longer either.
Yeah. I really don't. I don't think.
Bring back Taylor.
Yeah, I fully believe Taylor will be back.
Oh, she will.
Oh, yeah. So, so I think that I think we answered most of the questions I think I would have had. as we talked, because we talked about like the possible future of Vale and Charlie.
Hell yeah.
You know something that I've noticed over the last since the season came back, we've seen barely any of Ellen's girlfriend Rachel.
Yep.
You know, we got a small bit of her in the daddy episode where they went and met the three dads and whatnot.
Yep.
But that, I think pretty sure that's it. Pretty I think much. That's the only episode she's even in, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, they mention her once in a while, but they've barely seen her.
But that's, of the three episodes so far back, she's only been in a small amount of one of them.
Yep.
It's like, that's a bummer, because I like her. So I hope we get to see more of her down the road. So, I don't know. All right. Unless you got anything else you want to add, I think we can probably wrap things up here, man. And you can tell everybody where they can find you.
Listen, it's pretty simple. You hop on over to Twitter. And listen, I got to specify this now because I've noticed this has been happening a lot lately. I'm getting a lot of new likes on Twitter. So if you're coming to Twitter to find me at SimplySaneJ1 and you're finding me from this podcast, hit me up, tweet me, hit my inbox up, let me know so I can do a follow back, people. Yes. I'd like to get to know my peoples.
Gotta know those peeps.
Hell yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, that is me, SimplySaneJ1. I am the Not Your Mama's podcast maker. And honestly, I'm just an asshole with a mouth.
That's fair. Speaking of people on Twitter talking, we did get somebody who reached out on Twitter to us, Omar Zaran, and he said, recently discovered your guys' podcast on Spotify and love it. Still working my way through on start of season two of How I Met Your Mother, but love you, love your guys' perspective on the show and curious to see what your takes are on How I Met Your Father. So, Guy, when you finally get to How I Met Your Father, you'll hear you were mentioned on the show.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
And thank you so much for listening, everybody.
I mean, everybody. Like, you know, we are very grateful that 2 years into the running, you guys are like, let's still listen to them.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a blast. It's been a blast, and it's going to continue to be one.
Also, hop on over to Twitter. It's going to be a couple days late when you do it. But hop on over to Twitter and hit up Merc with a Movie Blog, and you tell that motherfucker happy birthday.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if it'll get posted on my birthday or not, depending on what time I get home that day. But it might get posted the day after. But that would be awesome if you guys came on and tell me a happy birthday.
Just let them know happy birthday.
But yeah, so you guys can find me on Twitter at MovieBlogMerc. That is the Twitter page for my site, Merc with a Movie Blog. Be sure to check out my site over the next couple of weeks because I'm going to be covering the Tribeca Film Festival. So definitely do that. Ooh, we got Superman on the screen here.
Sorry, sir. Fancy. That is the Eradicator.
Oh, the Eradicator. All right. All I could see was the logo because it got kind of blurry in there.
Sorry. I came with my McFarlane figure.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
I got the Eradicator.
Cool. But yeah, if you are watching this, you are watching this on the Merc of the Movie Blog YouTube channel. So be sure to hit that like button if you like what you're watching. Smash that subscribe button and click that little bell wherever the fuck it is so you can get our videos.
And if you're watching from your mobile device, don't forget that you can set it to let you know when new content drops on this channel. Also, don't forget to check out all the content that Josh has already posted on this channel with his trailer reviews and stuff like his DC and Marvel stuff. He's got Oh What a Marvel. He's got stuff about Star Wars. I mean, he's got trailer reviews. There's something for everybody. Every once in a while, our kids make an appearance.
That's fair. Yeah.
Also, if you haven't already seen it, the new trailer or teaser poster dropped for Ghostbusters Project Firehouse. Ah! Great time to be alive.
It's going to be good, man. I'm excited. So also be sure to follow us on all the audio podcast forums that we have. We have Spotify for Podcasts, all you formerly known as Anchor. You can check us out there. Leave us a voice message there. That'd be fantastic. Apple Podcasts, if you like what you're listening to, you can leave us a 5-star review and we will read that out on air. And hop on over also to just Spotify. Leave us a rating. We'd love it. It'll get us up in the ranks there. Obviously, Omar found us on Spotify, so sure to share that around as well. Share, comment. You can also comment on the YouTube channel. We always forget to mention that. Leave your comments there if you have something to say. You know, we'd love to hear it. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Last Call HIMYM and Patreon.com/Last Call HIMYM. We have some cool stories for you. We'd love to get some people up on there.
I was gonna say got some fun stories that we can tell. We can offer pretty much anything on Patreon. Yeah. So if there's something you want from us, let us know. If it's not too ridiculous, we'll make a deal.
That's right. So I think that's all I got for him, man. What do you got for him?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make it nice and simple. You don't have to go home, but you can't listen here.
Boom. Catch you guys next time.